Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
First thing I want you to look at is the 19th verse. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understand. Now, say the word of the kingdom.
The word of the kingdom.
Now, I don't know where you can see that. See if you can get a shot of this in my Bible. And I drew a line from word of the kingdom to hear, see, and understand. I wanted to see where I'm coming from. Because the day I saw that, I tell you, it really helped me. And I know it's going to help you. Jesus said, "For this people's heart is wax gross. Their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes they have closed." Now I'm going to add word of kingdom in here. Lest at, say it, anytime. That's got to be today, John. Anytime.
That's right.
Anytime. Lest at any time they should see the word of the kingdom with their eyes, hear the word of the kingdom with their ears, should understand the word of the kingdom with their heart, and let the word of the kingdom convert them, I'll heal them. I'll heal them anytime they do that. Anytime. Anytime. That's right now. The day I registered for school, you've heard this story. I couldn't figure out what I was going to do. We didn't have any money. We had two little children. The Lord sent me back to school, and I didn't like school, and I was there in the first time. And I didn't have any money, and I just thought, man, I go to the airport and get me a job, then I can't go to school. If I go to school, then I can't go get a job. The night before I was to register, I told Gloria, I said, I don't know what to do. I was really frightened. No money. I said, Gloria, we got these two little children. We'll starve out. She said, Kenneth, we're starving out now. We might as well starve in the will of God is out. Okay, let's go. But here was the thing. I said, I'm just going in there and pray till I find out something. I stayed praying there all night long. Then I just fell on the floor and just went to praying in tongues as fast as I could. And you know, you can pray in tongues and think about something else at the same time. And I was laying there thinking, I wonder if I'd be quiet if he'd say something to me. And I quietened down there for a moment. Now, there's only one time that I heard what to me was the audible voice of God. But it was a different thing altogether. But I'm telling you, you talk about hearing it. It was louder than audible because it was in here. You just hear it all over. And it was so powerful. He said, stand up on your feet. I mean, I hit a brace. Dear Lord. Whew. I said, yes, sir. He said, it's about time. I hadn't been able to get a word in edgewise. I'm just standing there at attention. And he said, I sent you here and I'll take care of you here. Amen. He said, these people can't make a minister out of you. I've already called you. I've already made a minister out of you. All they can do is train you. Your ministry starts now.
Come on.
Now that is January 1967. Just in a few days, it'll be 54 years. So... And I had no idea. What are we going to do? Now, are you listening to me? You're going to do what God tells you to do, and you're going to do what's right, and let Him take care of the results. We went to Beijing, Gloria and I did. We had been invited there to come teach a man that had a printing business, and just a powerful, young, spirit-filled Chinese man and wife. And they had a printing business, and they were printing Bibles and all kinds of stuff. And we think it's terrible if they go to prison. They don't think it's terrible. Because they go to prison, they win souls.
Amen. Amen.
And to go to prison because you're a Christian in China is a badge of honor. Wow. His case was appealed 5 times, and they still kept him there. But he still prayed his way out of there. Now, I don't know him as anything but John, because they didn't use their Chinese name. Well, that's obvious. Well, we could fly the Citation 10 with their talking about, we were discussing, well, Dwayne and all of us was discussing about flying that into China. And we thought, well, no, we don't want to do that. And the Lord started talking to me about that. And of course, we didn't. We flew it to we flew to Tokyo, and then a charter, all American trained pilots. In fact, they went to flight safety, same place we go to flight safety for recurrent, same place I was typed in the Citation 10. And so anyway, they took care of the flight. But the Lord is talking to me about that. He said, if I tell you to fly your airplane, now listen, if I tell you to fly your airplane into a war zone, I have a job for you in there. And then you decide, I don't want to put my airplane in danger, so I'm going to go some other way. I'm going to charter, or I'm going to go maybe, you know, somebody else's airplane. He said, by being disobedient to me, you put your airplane in danger so that it can be destroyed in the United States. A windstorm blow the hangar down on it. My making the decision, instead of being obedient to Him and trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. Now, I have trouble with it. I had trouble with it for years because in aviation, I knew too much. I learned how to fly and all that, you know, before I was ever saved. And it took me a while to where I could, not to use so much natural knowledge. Now, don't break the rules. No. That's stupid. You don't do that. Well, God will take care of me. No, you put that thing on the ground right now. You don't do dumb stuff like that. But I'm not going to make a decision on my own trying to protect what's mine because I think something might happen to me. You listen, you pray, and you obey. You listen, you pray, and you obey. Here's what I didn't know. He said, I'll take care of you. So the next morning, I went to school and registered. Still didn't have any money. But he said, I'm going to take care of you. Amen. Well, Mrs. Campbell was typing out my, she's a registrar, she's typing out my bill. And I said, any time now, Lord. Just any moment now. And I heard it. Call your dad. Well, I didn't want to do that. Call your dad. I said, Miss Campbell, may I make a collect call? Sure, dial 9. So I called. My dad answered the phone. And he said, where are you? I said, I'm in the registrar. He said, I've been trying to find you. I said, I'm in the registrar's office at Oral Roberts University. Well, he said, Kenneth, yesterday, Eddie Matthews, now this is a guy in the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship that he was very close to in the construction business. And I knew him well. And he said, Eddie Matthews came yesterday and dropped a check off here and said, put it in your ministry. I said, is that right? How much is it? When you took my tithe out, paid for my fees and my used books for a quarter, and I had something like 15 cents left over. So I'm thinking, go to God, I can hardly wait to tell Gloria we go get us a candy bar and go broke. Go to God. Man, here I go. So I walked out of the LRC and I started across there, right out front there. And I couldn't move. Now this happened to me 3 times over the years, but this was the first time. I couldn't get my feet unstuck. I said, what is it, Lord? He said, go up to the 6th floor. Now, that's all the executive offices. They had warned the students, stay out of there. You don't belong up there. Now, I don't know where this came from, but this is what I said. I said, Lord, I can't go up there. That's the Vatican. He said, you go up there. They work for me. So I got, and my feet came undone. I could have said, no, I don't want to go up there. He'd have turned me loose. But I'd have missed the whole thing. Today. So I went back in there and I got in the elevator. I couldn't do it. Christy, I couldn't do it. Now, I stuck the 5th floor. elevator. This is the first year of ORU. Huge, empty room. It was the library, but they didn't have any books in it yet. And the Lord said, I said the 6th floor. And I hit that number 6. I had no idea what's going to happen. I didn't know what I was going to do, what I was going to say. I got away with it because I was 30 years old. I didn't look like a student. And so I walked up there. Walked to Ruth Rook's desk. Now, I didn't know who she was at the time, but Brother Robert's executive assistant. And I walked up there and I said, my name's Kenneth Copeland, and I just registered today in school, and I'm a commercially rated pilot, and I know this minister uses an aircraft, and I need all the help I can get. Thank you very much. I wanted out there so bad. And so I turned around. Oral Roberts had walked up right behind me. Well, he's just much taller than I am. He's nearly 6'4". Well, he is 6'4" with his shoes on. 6'3½". I actually did this. He said, I'm Oral Roberts. I really did this. You've heard me say it. He might as well have said, I'm God. Who are you? He said, I understand you're a commercially rated pilot. I said, yes, sir. Can you handle our airplane? Yes, sir. Now listen. 2 weeks ago, I started to hire a new co-pilot. The Spirit of God said, no, I have a student coming, and he's supposed to have the job, and you're my man. He said, call Brother DeWeese and tell him I found our co-pilot. He already had a plan. I didn't know what it was, but I had to step out in faith and step across the line. And it began a relationship with a man. Oh, my dad had since gone home to be with the Lord. And he was just a real father to me. And it was strong, later on the Board of Regents and all of that until the day he went home to be with the Lord. And just standing here talking about him, I miss him. Think what I would have lost just by not going to the sixth floor today. Yeah. Went up there that day. Now then, divine recovery or restoration. Isaiah 42, and well, really, let's begin with that first verse. Now I tell you what, I'm reading this out of the Amplified Classic, so why don't you just listen. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him, and he will bring forth justice and right and reveal truth to the nations. Who's he talking about? He's talking about Jesus. He will not cry or shout aloud or cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he'll not break, and dimly burning wick he'll not quench. He'll bring forth justice and truth. He'll not fail or become weak or be crushed or discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the islands and the coastal regions shall wait hopefully for him and expect his direction and law. Thus says the Lord God, who created the heavens and stretched them forth and spread forth the earth that... and that which comes out of it, he who gives breath to the people in it and the spirit that walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you the Messiah for a righteous purpose and righteousness. I'll take you by the hand and keep you. I'll give you for a covenant to the people Israel, for a light to the nation of the Gentiles, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from the dungeon and those who sit in darkness from the prison. I am the Lord, that's my name. My glory I'll not give to another, nor my praise to graven images. Now, let's just go on down to the 20th, let's go to the 20th verse. You have seen many things, but you do not observe or apprehend their true meaning. His ears are open, but he hears not. It was the Lord's pleasure for his righteousness' sake, in accordance with a steadfast and constant purpose, to magnify instruction and revelation, to glorify them. But this is a people robbed and plundered. They are all snared in holes and hidden in houses of bondage. They become a prey with no one to deliver them, a spoil with no one to say, restore! No one to say, restore! No one to say, recover! Restore! Restore! A year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, divine recovery, divine restoration, divine restore. And I had the Lord say to me that day, I'm saying restore. Yes. And he said, I will restore everything that COVID stole. I will restore all the economy. I will restore it. If somebody will go join me and say restore.
Restore. Restore.
The entire universe, all that we see, God created by faith. Now he's placed inside every believer that same power, his own faith. Learn how to develop and release it to see his promises in your life. Get the Faith Series Package, 12 messages on MP3 disc, and the study guide by Kenneth Copeland. For over five decades, Kenneth Copeland has lived by faith and taught believers around the world to do the same. Living by faith is a way of life for God's people. It means being free of fear, separate from the world's way of doing things. Faith grabs a hold of all God has promised, healing, prosperity, creativity, whatever you have need of to live the victorious, overcoming life. Learn how to use your faith on purpose to receive all God has for you. Rest confidently in the authority and power of what God has said. Release the force of faith and make the faith life your life.
Release the powerful force of faith that's in you. Request your free faith series package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. You can have mountain-moving faith for everything you do. Make faith your lifestyle. Go to kcm.org/victoryoffer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
My name is Artyom, and it's my beautiful wife, Marina. We are pastoring in Ukraine, and we have a beautiful church. This church started, maybe you know him, it's Rick Renner. He started this church, and now we're pastoring this church, and it's a beautiful, gracious people. Before my meeting with Pastor Rick, this program, it's only one food, spiritual food for me.
It was the only spiritual food he had, the Believer's Voice of Victory. And he started his like growing in faith with this program.
With this program.
We got hold of this word of prosperity, the word of faith, and we began to look it up in the Word, and we found the scriptures, and we began to stand on the scriptures, to stand on the Word of God, and just to proclaim and do what the Word of God says. We began to sow, and then God told us, He stretched us, and He said, sow more, because the one who sows generously will reap generously. And we began to sow more, and we began to see such miracles in our lives. We were just given a car in a restaurant. We sat with a family, and they said, God told us three times to bless you with this car, and they gave us the key. But it was such a glorious time because we believed God for a car for a couple of years, and because we couldn't afford to buy it. And we didn't. My husband said, no, that's no. No, we don't go to bank, we just believe God. We said, okay, we believe God, okay, let's believe God. And so we understood that only God, He is the only way. Here everybody has car. There not everybody have car, not everybody. And plus we had two children and we needed car because we used taxi a lot, we used transport, buses and so on, but we needed car. And God is faithful. He was, He is, and He will be faithful. And when we got pregnant with our third child, we rented a flat. I said, God, we need our own house, please. And God said, okay, just believe, just trust in me, just proclaim the word. And we listened to programs with Pastor George and Sister Gloria about how to believe.
A large place, like in Psalms. God put us in a large place.
Yeah. And we started to believe for our own house, just proclaiming, saying these words, decreeing the right scriptures, and of course, sowing. When we came to Minister Conference 2018, we brought our seed with us, of course, and we sowed this seed. And I remember I heard God in my spirit saying, now you bought a house. I was like, wow, can we buy a house for this seed? He said, yes, my kingdom works not like this world. In my kingdom, you can buy a house for this seed because harvest will come. Miracle happened because the 1 week before the birth of our Benji, we were blessed with the house.
Yes, and it's like supernatural.
It's not like it's supernatural. Because Artem counted that to buy this house, he would have needed 200 years.
200 years, yes.
with his salary, he would have needed to buy this house. So, and we just were given, but we know that it was God because nobody could do it without him.
Yes.
Because he is Almighty God. He can do anything if he...
In any country.
In any country, if you believe
him. In Ukraine,
him.
In Russia, in the United States.
Yes, if you believe
nothing
him.
Is impossible. He's our God.
If you trust him, if you trust his word, you will do what his word says. Because if you know that it's true, you will do what it says. And when you do what it says, it just brings the results of the word of God.
It's like an honor for us to be a part of this and have this partners with Brother Copeland and Sister Gloria. This message brings results. And we've seen it not only in this country, but in our country too.
It is so encouraging to hear these testimonies from KCM's covenant partners. And I want you to notice what Cynthia did. She took hold of the Word of God, and then she just fed her spirit every day. She gave her attention to the Word, and that Word became life to her. Now, believing God's Word put her faith in action, and speaking God's Word did what? It brought His power to work on her behalf. And praise God, look at this testimony of healing that we've just seen. Now, be sure to request your free faith series package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, because no one, no one can stop your faith from working but you. See, your faith must be based on God's will, which is revealed in God's Word. And I encourage you, take these things, listen to the series as a family. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, and your children can learn right now. Whatever age they are, they can learn right now how to live by faith. And when you believe God's Word and you act on it, you activate your faith. And the more you act on the Word, the more faith is developed on the inside. So go to kcm.org to request your free package today. And then let me remind you that KCM has a prayer line. We've got prayer ministers that are licensed. They are trained in the Word of God. And when you call, they're going to do one thing. They're going to pray the Word of God over you. Now, you may be facing something and you don't know what to do about it, but you go to God's Word. You find what He's already said about you, about your situation, and then you come into agreement with His Word. You make His Word final authority, and then you say what His Word says, and you say it by faith. Now, you've heard us say this before, that prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and they take prayer very seriously and believe that God's Word at work in your life will bring breakthrough for you. So call us, let us know how we can come into agreement with you, and then become one of the thousands of testimonies that are coming into this place all the time of the good things that our good God is doing in the lives of people who will take Him at His Word and believe Him in faith. And then join us right back here on this broadcast again tomorrow. Brother Copeland, I'm going to be encouraging you how to take hold of the blessing of the Lord and never quit. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Go to kcm.org/victory offer to request your free copy of today's program.